morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Mem Zayin, Simin Yudalit. Yesh Nuchos, Birchas Amazon, a Kotzer, Sheyesh Lis Mechaleya. So the Chayodim says there are different versions of the abridged benching which you're allowed to rely on. And I imagine most of you have never heard of an abridged version of benching. The first time I became aware of it, actually, was before I was learning Halacha. I saw it in the Siddur Oitzer HaTfilis, in the first volume, after benching. That's something called Berachas HaMazon HaKotzer, and he quotes it from a Magen Avraham, which I think is in Simen Kuf Sadi Beis. As a Magen Avraham quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Rav Naftali, I'm not sure who that is, that he made Baskamas HaGadolim Yechach Mitzorfas, and you can say the following Nusach, and he quotes the Nusach. So we're going to see the Nusach in a moment. But the Chayyarim adds, Rashi Zohar Lomer Brisu Tara Bechos Aretz, Machos Beis David Bebani Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that it's required that you say Bris and Tara, and you say Machos Beis David. So it means if you don't get every single point that is said in the Nusach of the Bracha, you're still going to be Yotz of the Bracha Bidi Avid. Obviously, the Chatkilian should not be Mishanim Mimatbeah Shetabach HaKamim. You have to follow the Nusach that the Chazar Kaveya. If you would change a bracha from a bracha arucha to a bracha katzara or vice versa, you will not be yotze b'di avid. So a bracha which is supposed to be a long paragraph with a psicha and a chasima, and you change it into just a short bracha, that would not be valid. But as long as you keep the type of nusach, which means a bracha arucha remains a bracha arucha, so it starts with a paragraph and ends off with bracha to Hashem, that's a bracha arucha. Or vice versa, bracha ksara remains a bracha ksara. But yeah, there's going to be ways that you're going to be yotze, even though you might have changed some of the nusach. So we're saying that over here, that is true as well. Vimli Omar, now if a person did not say Brisa Torah, chazer l'rosh tachayon pasen, you have to go back to the beginning. He feels that mentioning Brisa and Torah is ma'akev b'di yevid. Mr. Brewer is going to question that. So let's leave that point and let's go look at this nusach of Birchas HaMazon HaKotzer. So the nusach is found in the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Sadi Beis. It's quoted in the Siddur Oitzer HaTfilis right after benching. So the first bracha is said in its entirety. You said the beginning of the first bracha, then Salam Kol B'Tzivoy, all the way through Hazan HaSukkah. Then Nodeh L'cha Hashem Elokeinu Al Shein Chalta L'Avuseinu Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava. We thank Hashem Baruch Hu that gave us this land of Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava. So the whole second bracha is two sentences long. So the third bracha is also approximately two lines long. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaTov HaMeitiv L'Chulonu Hu Heitiv Hu Meitiv Hu Yeitiv Lanu Hu Gamalanu Hu Gamleinu Hu Yumaleinu Lo'ad V'cheinu V'chesed V'rachamim V'yisakeinu L'masach Mashiach Yisrael Shalom B'mermo V'yisrael Shalom Leinu V'kol Yisrael B'mermo. That's it. Okay, that's the full benching. So when is it said? He says in a case where a person has no panai, he's not Mishas Hatchak, when he has no time to say more, he can use this nusach. That's a form of a bidi yavid. A person could use that nusach. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention this at all. However, the Mishnah Berurah does mention something else, which is an interesting question. We get to the lachos of chinuch and a child for benching. So how are you mechanuch a child in benching? So the standard way to mechanuch a child of benching is that you teach him the first bracha, then you start adding the part of the second bracha, then until you finish teaching him the second bracha. Eventually, after a while, he's able to say all four brachas. Now, that makes sense from a pedagogical approach. That would make a lot of sense. The question is, in Hilchos Chinuch, that you're supposed to mechanech a child to do a mitzvah, it has to be done in a way that the mitzvah is being done in a valid way. Saying the first bracha of benching is not benching. So when you're being mechanech a child to say just the first bracha, you're actually teaching him to say benching in a way which would not be valid. So is that a valid form of chinuch? So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, in the end of Sifkat and Dalet, he says that the Achronim seem to indicate, and this is an Eliyahu Rabbah and a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that for children under the age of 8 years old, what you should do, that you should give him a shortened version of even the first bracha, then a shortened version of the second bracha, and the third bracha, and the fourth bracha. So he's saying all four brachas in a shortened version. Now, in pedagogically, what you've done is you've trained him in a nusach which he will not use when he gets older. You have to retrain him when he gets older, which is difficult from a pedagogical point of view, but from Hilchos Chinuch, Mr. Burris seems to say that that would be the valid way of doing it. I have not seen anybody do this halacha lemaisa. I cannot explain to you exactly why. That's not true. I mean, I do know one person who did it halacha lemaisa, based on this Mishnah Berurah. But in general, this is not the approach, and I understand why, because we're afraid that we will confuse the children. What is the shortened version of the first bracha? So you say, Brich Rachmona Malka. So, blessed is the mercy one, that's Hashem. Malka, Mori the Alma, the master of the world. Mori the Haipita, the master of this bread. So that is the first being yotz of the first bracha. Now that the Yesharim and Tzorach Lachtoim Baruch Rachmona the Zonkaila, and you have to end that off. Like we said, you can't change it from a long bracha. Long bracha means it starts and ends with a bracha to a bracha which is just a bracha tzara. So you have to start and end with this nusach of Brich Rachmona. You say Mori the Haipita, Brich Rachmona the Zonkaila. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that would be the appropriate way to do it in order to make sure that you're not changing from a bracha rucha to a bracha kitzara. And then you would add something of the second bracha, the third bracha, and the fourth bracha, which seemed to be, this would be the nusach of the Birchas Zemazan HaKatzer, along those lines of that which the Magen Avraham is quoting from the Rav Naftali in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas. And the Chayadim is saying that these are valid nuschos. Okay, that which he says, if you didn't say Brisa Torah, you're not going to be Yotze, you have to repeat it, go back, Bidi Evan. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.